Jacqueline Tipo's family owns the Arctic Corps building, which until recently housed the Juneau Community Charter School. She said they're installing 12 new cameras outside the building to deter crime.
The neighborhood is really, really concerned about these problems. So we've tried to be a good neighbor and put in lots of good cameras, because sometimes good neighbors involve having good cameras. And that's unfortunately kind of where we're at with our neighbors there.
Tipo's building sits across the street from the house at the center of her and many of her neighbors' concerns, 401 Harris Street. She was one of more than 60 community members gathered at Holy Trinity Episcopal Church on Tuesday. They came with questions for representatives of the Juneau Police Department and the city and borough of Juneau. The Harris Street house is owned by local James Barrett and his mother Camilla Barrett, who lives in Washington State. In recent years, the residence has become a regular fixture in the city's police logs. Juneau police have logged more than 100 incidents at the address since the beginning of 2017. They range from parking complaints to drug activity. Just last week, police responded to a noise complaint there. That incident led to 3 arrests outside the home. In June, a confrontation between a neighbor and visitors at the home escalated into gunshots. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but neighbors on Tuesday were visibly frustrated with what some of them see as a lack of response from police. They asked members of JPD why all the calls, search warrants, and arrests associated with the home have not been enough to shut it down. Juneau Police Chief Ed Mercer said he understood their frustration, but police must build a solid case to convict anyone. Receiving 911 calls doesn't help them unless they can get good evidence.
We need good witnesses. We need people to say that person did that. If we were able to build a solid case on it, we would move forward with it. I know it's frustrating. I know it's scary.
David D'Amato acts as Camilla Barrett's power of attorney. He's paid to make decisions on her behalf regarding properties she owns in Juneau. Camilla Barrett hired D'Amato in 2016 to help address problems with some of the Barrett's other properties nearby, the Bergman Hotel and 2 rental homes. He oversaw the eviction of tenants from those properties, but told neighbors Tuesday that it appeared some of them had merely moved in with James Barrett. Speaking by phone from the airport, where he rushed to catch a flight after the meeting, D'Amato said his goal is to get 401 Harris Street cleared out in the coming months.
We cleaned up the Bergman, we cleaned up the rental houses, we got the lot squared away, and we've done tremendous, tremendous work in the last 18 months. We still need to get this one done. So, yeah, we'll get this one done. I'm not worried about it.
D'Amato said they previously tried to file for legal guardianship of James in court due to his health problems and concern that he could not take care of his property. That failed. Now they're trying another legal tactic called partition. It's like a divorce between property owners, but not quite.
The problem is right now that 2 parties have half of a cake, right? And they say, we can't agree on how to eat or distribute this cake. And the judge says, well, you 2 are fighting like a married couple. So here's what we're going to do. You are going to buy you out, or you are going to buy you out, or you guys are going to sell it, and we'll figure out an equitable way to pay you out. So what's it going to be, kids?
D'Amato said he's confident partition will be successful. After that, they'll have to go through eviction and removal procedures for James Barrett and some of the other people living at the house. He said Camilla Barrett wants to see the property cleaned up just as badly as the neighbors do. James Barrett could not be reached for comment. The Uptown Neighborhood Association will hold a follow-up meeting on August 7th. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.